Never open a Snapchat from them when you're in front of loved ones.
Oh, I'm gonna throw up, dog.
Man, that's disgusting.
Todd Brommelkamp and the APC on KGYM.
6:05, and we officially kick off hour number three of the Afternoon Players Club. Tyler Ryder and Todd Brommelkamp, there is a lot of handshakes, a lot of hugs, and there is a lot of beer being passed out. Yeah, well, there is a birthday party here at Coach's Corner tonight, but there are a lot of happy people here as well, taking advantage of $2 domestic drafts, as well as $2.50 domestic bottles. One of those KGYM pint glasses and $5 Coach's Corner cash already handed out as we were drawing raffle tickets during the top of the hour Sports Center. But Kyle Mann reassuring me we still have prizes to go around for the final 45 minutes of the Afternoon Players Club as we part early tonight, and we're going to be sending you out to high school basketball as Substate 4A action continues on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM. It is going to be Cedar Falls, the Tigers making the trip to Prairie. Scott Unash with the call, and then Alex Kuhn on 106.3 FM. More boys 4A Substate semifinal action, Pleasant Valley. It is the Spartans versus the Trojans at Iowa City West tonight. You can hear all the action through the state tournament right here on KGYM.
That was a movie, wasn't it? Spartans versus the Trojans.
I've seen 300
or something.
Gladiator.
Of course it's dangerous, Tyler. It's dangerous heading into the final 35, 40 minutes of the APC on a Friday night as well. You mentioned happy hour. It's going to actually continue on longer than we will.
Yeah.
For once. We usually go right up until 7 o'clock here. We are off early for those high school games. We were not planning on doing the Cedar Rapids-Kennedy game tonight, and we won't be, and they won't be playing. That's because Kennedy has been postponed. They were set to play Mason City. That game rescheduled for tomorrow at EB Fieldhouse on the campus of Coe College. All the games, all 16 games, at least the regularly scheduled, I believe only 13 of them will be played tonight, are 4A games across the state. So next week, I understand it's going to be very hectic around the KGYM studios. That includes some shuffling with local programming. We're probably going to be off the air a couple nights and probably be spending a lot more time getting to know our associate producers, especially Jeff Downing, who's back in the studio.
Are we going to play that next week? Name the associate producer. We give a fact out and people have to learn.
We're going to
tell us if it's Kyle. Is it Derek? Is it our current associate producer joining us, Jeff Downing, back on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids?
We're going to have to figure out a way to get things going next week and get Jeff involved in the program, because we did that a couple times this week, and I think things went well. One of them we're actually going to do right now. You alluded to it in hour number two, but we have plugged the wheel in. Again, this is a massive investment by KGYM management. It was either working phone lines or the wheel, and the investment was made in the wheel. And so now we've been told we need to use the wheel at least once a week to justify paying for it. And so Jeff Downing is going to plug this in. We have loaded it with 12 Major League Baseball teams and their projected win totals in Las Vegas this year, and we're probably not going to have time to get to all of them.
Right.
But Jeff, is the wheel ready to go back on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids?
We're oiled up and ready to roll.
Okay, did you have trouble fitting it in the door?
Not too bad. Just a couple pieces broke, but we're okay. A couple pegs were on the floor.
I was about to say, at least we have the receipt for it.
Well, that's true. Well, yeah. Shall we spin it?
Let's give it a whirl.
We're looking for over-unders on 12 Major League Baseball franchises. Where it lands, we don't know, but Jeff does.
The White Sox, 73.5.
The Southsiders at 73.5, TB.
73.5. I don't, off the top of my head, have last season's standings in front of me, but I'll get them here in just a second. I would be inclined to take the under on that. Let's see, 81 and 81 would be 500. Are they going to be that much below 500? I mean, they traded Chris Sale. What are the chances Jose Quintana is still pitching in that rotation by the end of the season? They've got a lot of young players, probably Yoan Moncada at some point in that lineup, along with his fellow Cuban Jose Abreu, who's going to be the veteran on that squad are the
78 and 84. Yeah, for the White Sox.
Okay, so losing Chris Sale, does that make them 5 wins worse this year? I think it does.
It does. I'm going to go low just because they don't have somebody at the top of the lineup either that can set the table and get his chores done. And Adam Eaton, I think Jose Abreu is going to continue to slip. And I don't know if Tim Anderson can really carry the load that a lot of people expect him to do. He came on a little strong last year. He had his ups and he had his downs. But I say under for the Chicago White Sox.
The Padres, 64.5.
This is one, when we were loading the teams earlier today, that you said you were interested in, because when you go to Las Vegas next month, you're thinking about hitting this one. So I'm going to let you go first on 64.5. Why on earth would anybody wager on the San Diego Padres this year?
The reason why I like San Diego is because, well, think of it. If the Padres only win 64 games, that means that they would have gone 64-98, if I did the math right. I did not do the math right. They would have gone 60-102 is 62. So they would have gone 64-96. They would go 64-96. I don't see San Diego being close or even flirting with the 62 Mets as for the worst record in baseball of all time. I want to know what Will Myers is going to do now that he got his extension. Jarvis Solarte, Hunter Renfroe, some names that are going to protect him in that lineup. Austin Hedges behind the plate getting a full season. Travis Jankowski, can he work walks and get on base? They're going to go to the opening day mound more than likely with Jalus Chachin as their opening day starter. Jared Weaver just signed on. There are questions when it comes to pitching for this National League West team. But that lineup alone, Todd, I don't believe this. That lineup alone, I do not believe, is going to be bad. At 64.5 wins bad. What do you think about the Padres?
I would take the over on that. I think they won 68 games a year ago. I don't necessarily think they're any worse. They were bad last year. They're going to be bad this year. They signed Jared Weaver to ostensibly plug a hole in the rotation. I would say over 64.5.
I'm going to hit them
hard
when I'm in Vegas.
They're not going to be that bad. They're going to be bad. They're not going to be that bad.
So you're telling me right now, Jeff must not like the team he landed on. So you're telling me right now that you'd be okay with me putting, like, I don't know, $25-$50 on the over on the Padres?
Sure, why not?
All right, Jeff, who's up third?
The Chicago Cubs. 95.5.
He wanted it to land on the Cubs.
95.5 games for the Cubs, who last year won 103 games, blew the projected win total out of the water. Tyler, would you bet on the Cubs to approach 100 wins again this year? We've already talked about the fact that they don't really have a leadoff hitter, and there are some other issues with this team.
They run away the National League Central. I think I have them a game short of 100 this year. I have them at 99 wins.
So
I take
you,
the over
you
on
you
the Cubs.
Put money on that?
No, but I feel comfortable that the Cubs will flirt with 100 wins again this year.
Okay.
Are you buying it, though? That's what I want to know. It's your team. Are you buying the Cubs?
I think that number's right where it needs to be.
Okay, fine. Who we got it for?
The Texas Rangers, 86.5.
This is an interesting one. This was a 95-win team a year ago, Tyler. Did they get 9 wins worse this offseason?
Another year of Adrian Beltre at the corner. Shin Shu Chu has to rebound. A full season of Jonathan Lucroy. And then you're going to ask Carlos Gomez and his hip to stay healthy. I want to know if Joey Gallo actually starts as the designated hitter for this team before I start talking about a number above 86. Cole Hamels, Yu Darvish, if they can get Tyson Ross to be Tyson Ross that's healthy and can be dominant for 7 and 8 innings, I think they have one of the best 1-2-3s in Major League Baseball. But it depends on Ross. And I think that's the difference between 95 and 86 is if Ross is hurt again, can you really depend on Andrew Cashner or Martin Perez to fill the gap between 95 and 86? Can that number three starter make up 9 games? I'm going to say yes. I don't think they reach 95, but I think that they contend for the wild card in the AL West. I say over 86, but short of the last year's 95.
You know what makes it difficult for me is how tough the AL West is going to be this year, because I think Seattle is better. Seattle, one of the 12 teams that we might wind up talking about here. The Astros are going to be really good. Even the Angels, I think, for the most part, are going to be slightly better than they were last year. So it's going to be a very tough division for the Rangers to play in. But that offense, I don't think, is necessarily going to be a problem. They brought Mike Napoli back for his third stint in Texas. You got Rougned Odor, Jonathan Lucroy acquired last year. Nomar Mazara was outstanding last year as a rookie. The problem is they've only got 2.5-3 starting pitchers. Tyson Ross isn't going to pitch until May at the earliest, I don't believe. And that's going to be an issue for that team. But I'd be inclined to take the over.
So far, we're agreeing on every team. How about for number five?
The Minnesota Twins, 70 and a half.
70 and a half, Todd, for last year, the Twins, who finished at 59-103. They ended up with the number one overall selection, which they'll pick in June of this year.
You know, a lot of the preseason models, the statistical models, really love the Minnesota Twins this year to play close to 500 baseball. And I'm going to agree here. I think the Twins are going to be better than a 70-win team, which is a major leap forward from where they were a year ago. I would have no problem. As a matter of fact, I would put that along with the Padres as two of my more preferred overs if I were in Las Vegas and betting on this. They brought in, and Twins fans are not necessarily happy about this, they brought in Jason Castro in the offseason and paid him a ton of money for a catcher. But he's one of the better pitch framers in baseball. And in this day and age, the statistics show how much pitch framing and a catcher who can work with a pitching staff means. It'll be interesting to see how much this pays off. You've got some young guys, Byron Buxton, who had a hell of a September, Miguel Sano, who's coming into spring training healthy, and even Kenny Svargas, who looks like he's going to get his first crack at the DH job. I think Paul Molitor's got a club that's going to play semi-respectable baseball this year, and they're going to go north of 70 and a half.
Yes or no, Brian Dozier's the leadoff hitter for that team opening day 2017? Because right now all signs are to yes.
Oh, I think Dozier is not going anywhere at this point. They're going to hang on to him.
Batting leadoff.
Batting leadoff.
Yes.
I don't necessarily know who else they would put at the top of the order.
I'm going to give you three names. Tell me if they're a leadoff hitter in your eyes. Jorge Polanco.
No, I like him. As much as I like Jorge, and I did enjoy watching him in 2013 when he was here in Cedar Rapids, he's a guy you bat low in the order.
Eddie Rosario.
No, can't get on base, doesn't draw enough contact.
Byron Buxton.
No. No, it's asking too much of Byron
Buxton. You're not going to ask Mauer. You're not going to ask Sano or Kepler.
You want him to? No, that's just crazy talk there.
So
it's
Brian
Dozier by default.
Yeah, absolutely. Not only that, but when you look at the rotation as well, do you expect anything out of Phil Hughes this year? I'm okay with Irving Santana, Hector Sakdiako, who they got near the trade deadline last year, and Kyle Gibson. But after that, do you have any hope for Phil Hughes, Tyler Duffy, any of those guys?
Well, I mean, those guys don't need to go out and win a Cy Young Award. You've still got Jose Berríos, who came up and at least got his feet wet last year. Steven Gonsalves, another former Colonel, is about to come up and make his Major League debut at some point in time. And again, everything goes back to Jason Castro and how much his working with that staff can improve them as far as helping them out, maybe get some calls. So you get rid of one of the worst defensive catchers in baseball, and Kurt Suzuki, major upgrade there in Jason Castro.
The New York Mets, 89 and a half.
I'm just going to go ahead and step aside right
now. No,
here
I actually want you to go first.
I'm going to take the under on the Mets, 89 and a half. I think something could go wrong there, and that team could win 87, 88 games. I think 89.5 is a very solid number on the Mets, but if that pitching staff, if there were to be an injury there, they were 87-75 a year ago. So that's a game and a half improvement over that team last year, which dealt with injuries. Something tells me my spidey sense is tingling there almost as much as Noah Syndergaard's elbow. I'll take the under.
Yeah, I look at the Mets this year. Now, let me remind you that they got 87.5 wins with a lineup that at times included Gavin Cecchini, Ty Kelly.
Don't forget my boy T.J. Rivera.
T.J. Rivera, who was impressive, and wow, for a guy who's a Mets fan, he is completely
blanking. Take a dump on Eric Campbell if you want. Or
Soup was okay.
Matt Reynolds?
No, first baseman of the Dodgers. Filled in for Duda last year. All glove, no bat. I cannot believe I'm blanking on
James
the guy. James Loney, who played first base for the New York Mets last year. Oh, man, that was embarrassing.
Glad you're not wearing a Loney jersey to WWE on Sunday.
I just ran off six names there, installed on one of them, and that team won 87 games. That team played in the wild card and shut out the San Francisco Giants for eight innings. They had no Harvey. They had no DeGrom. They had no Steven Matz. They had no Zach Wheeler. Do I need to continue? This team won 87 games with 12 players on their 25-man roster not available. Do I think that they improve? They do, but not much. I have the Mets this year at 91 victories. Them back in the wild card game with the Nationals grabbing 94 victories. The question with the Mets this year, you already touched on it, TB, how are they going to look rotation-wise? Right now, the front office believes that they're actually going to be smooth sailing in the beginning by not re-upping Bartolo Colon. Zach Wheeler, Robert Gsellman, and Seth Lugo are going to battle for the fifth spot in the rotation. Matt Harvey's looking like Matt Harvey of old, but they always look like that when they're just playing catch with a catcher on the backfields in spring training. Noah Syndergaard, all the talks about his elbow. Nobody ever remembers when people are – look, I think Noah Syndergaard's going to be just fine. I think some of the other issues that you need to worry about if you are a baseball fan or if you're a fan of power pitching, does Steven Matz stay healthy and does Matt Harvey stay healthy? I think DeGrom, Syndergaard, they're fine, and I can't wait to see who that righty is that emerges, whether it's Lugo or Gsellman. And you got to remember there's a chance the Mets might be short Jerry's Familia 30 days after, let's call it what it is, he beat his wife, even though evidence is claiming that he didn't lay a hand on her.
You mentioned the Nationals. They may be one of the teams that come up here in the final couple spins. Jeff, who we got?
The Seattle Mariners, 85.5.
Another interesting team on the wheel. The Mariners were 86-76 a year ago. Very much a surprise in Scott Service's first year as skipper. Tyler, are they going to be in the same boat this year? 85.5 wins, same team.
Do we get Felix Hernandez of old? Do we get a chance to see some of the guys like Kyle Seager in the middle of that lineup actually break out and really spread out Safeco Field that has a lot of space in the outfield, but they don't have a lot of gap-to-gap hitters there in the Seattle lineup. I want to get back to the rotation momentarily, but what they did do was they went out there and they made a trade with the Royals to get Jared Dyson into their everyday lineup. I don't know if Jared Dyson is a top-of-the-order bat. I know he's got the speed. I know the guy is a hell of a defensive replacement, which they're not going to use that often in the American League. Can you still get 40-plus homers out of Nelson Cruz? Can you still get 300 batting average out of Robinson Cano? Can Dan Vogelbach be an everyday first baseman? There are a lot of question marks about the Seattle Mariners offensively. But what about the rotation? You have Hisashi Iwakuma, James Paxton. Drew Smyly is the wild card to me. You put Yavani Gallardo in the back end of that rotation. In the American League West, can that rotation collectively keep their ERA under 4? I think King Felix can. I think James Paxton can. But Smyly and Gallardo are going to be the keys for the Mariners winning more than 85.5 games. I'm going to say yes, Todd, but it's not by much. The hook comes in here. I have Seattle winning 86 games this year.
35, that is the number of trades Jerry DePoto has made as general manager of the Mariners since taking over in late 2015. I like Seattle to go over 85.5 wins this year. I think they're going to be one of the better teams in the AL West. And as much as we were talking about Scott Servais surprising some people last year, we're going to be talking about it again this year. And one of the things that is unsung at this point, I think Seattle has an opportunity to have one of the better bullpens in the American League.
So we both agree the Mariners are over?
Yes. And I think we've got time for a final spin.
The St. Louis Cardinals, 87.5.
Seems appropriate since we're at the Coach's Corner, yeah. Iowa City's home of the Cardinals.
That sounds spot on for them.
87.5 wins for the Redbirds, who, Tyler, were 86-76
sounds
a
about
year
right.
ago.
You add Dexter Fowler.
You're going to hope Colton Wong is going to be able to rebound after last year. You're not going to have to start and not have Johnny Peralta out for the first. How many weeks did he miss right last year, Todd? What, 7 or 8? It seems like he didn't join them until the end of May.
He was out for quite a while. They didn't miss him because Aledmys Diaz was so fantastic. But
so there's no Alex Reyes. Now that Carlos Martinez has been paid, can he be a true ace? Asking Mike Leake to fill in at the number 2 spot. Pushing Adam Wainwright down to 3, I think that's big for them. But what are you going to get out of Marco Gonzalez? What are you going to get out of Luke Weaver if one of these arms go down? If Lance Lynn has a setback from Tommy John? If Michael Wacha gets injured again? To me, there are a few question marks in the outfield. Who's likely to emerge? Is Piscotty going to get back on track? When you look over at Dexter Fowler, is he going to be able to adjust now hitting in the St. Louis Cardinals lineup? To me, Dexter Fowler's move, Piscotty putting up numbers that a lot of people expected him to do when he was coming up to the minors, and who's the first option in the rotation, Todd, if one of those arms do go down? Man, this I think is perfect. I think St. Louis at 87 wins is perfect. So I'm going to say that they get under because there's the hook of a half there. I think the Cardinals are one game better than they were last year.
I'll tell you, they're talking about Trevor Rosenthal maybe being the number 5 starter in that rotation. He started in the low minors, ultimately turned into a reliever at the big league level, and has since been supplanted as the closer by Sungkwan Oh. I'm going to take, however, the over here with the Cardinals at 87.5, and I know it flies in the face of conventional wisdom, but outside of the Cubs in that division, did the Pirates get better this offseason? I don't think the answer is yes. Did the Brewers get markedly better this offseason? They were a 73-89 team a year ago, maybe marginally. Did the Reds get better? They were 68-94 in 2016. There's no other team in the Central that got much better this offseason. So I think you've got the Cubs in first, you've got the Cardinals in second, and can they win 87.5 games? Even without Alex Reyes in the rotation, nothing would surprise me when it comes to the Cardinals, and that's why I'm going to take the over here.
Okay, out of 8 teams that came up on the wheel, we agreed on 6 of them. The 2 we didn't were within the final 3 spins. We disagreed on the Mets. You took the under. I took the over. And with the Cardinals, I took the under, and you took the over. Over-unders on the Major League Baseball season on the Afternoon Players Club. Jeff, I want you to unplug the wheel. I want you to fire up our next big board update. And following the big board update, caller number 6, your chance to score from La Cantina as we are set to wrap up the program on a high note in the final 15 minutes. How about that? Midwest One Bank, thank you for this reset.
Cash me outside.
TP.
Just hit people with a cash me outside.
Thank you, Dr. Phil.
How about that?
The hoes are laughing.
Iowa travels to Maryland tomorrow for a rematch with the Terrapins following an 84-76 win by Maryland that came way back on January 19th in Iowa City. At 10-5, the Terps now alone in third place in the Big Ten. They're 2 games behind league-leading Purdue, 1 game behind second-place Wisconsin, which fell on the road last night at Ohio State. Tip-off at the Xfinity Center tomorrow night, set for 5:05 Central. Iowa State, you and I both in action as well. Tomorrow, the Cyclones will host Baylor at Hilton Coliseum, and it's Senior Day at the McLeod Center. Iowa City native Jeremy Morgan, one of the seniors that will be honored before you and I takes on Illinois State. We have both of those contests coming your way on KGYM. two Cedar Rapidians are in the field for the 59th running of the Daytona 500. Landon Castle is set to start in the 27th position for Front Row Motorsports, while Joey Gase makes his first Daytona 500 start, two spots behind Castle at 29. Gase driving for BK Racing. It'll be Chase Elliott on the pole for the 1 o'clock race Sunday. And the Iowa baseball team was a 9-2 winner this afternoon over Alabama State in the opening game of the Hoover Classic in Hoover, Alabama. Nick Gallagher gets the win. He threw seven innings while surrendering just two hits. Cedar Rapids Kennedy's postseason game tonight against Mason City has been postponed. They'll play it tomorrow at Coe College's EB Fieldhouse. Tip-off set for 5 o'clock tonight. Class 4A Substate semifinal action on the way in 15 minutes. Cedar Falls at Prairie on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM. Pleasant Valley at Iowa City West on 106.3 FM.
Again, 366-1600. Are you hungry? Do you want $30 from La Cantina towards your next meal, towards your next margarita?
Tyler, I'm hungry, and I would love $30 to La Cantina.
Well, Todd Bromelkamp cannot win.
You know, they've got three locations. I can't.
Downtown Cedar Rapids, Marion, and in the Fountains, their newest location. That is on the northwest side of town.
I feel like I just got splashed with dog shampoo. 319-366-1600. Caller number six. You're going to win our final $30 gift card to La Cantina, as Tyler just mentioned. Three locations. You can use it at any one you choose.
Let's come back. Let's put a nice bow on this program and send you off to high school basketball. 107.5, 106.3, and 1600 AM KGYM.
Want $10,000? Well, if you're a college student in your second or third year who's planning to graduate with a degree that leads to a career in radio broadcasting or songwriting, you could win a $10,000 scholarship from the gym. We're lucky to be members of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank, and they're giving away $10,000 to one college student. Yep, 10 grand. Want it? Go get all the details at kgymradio.com. The deadline to receive your application is Saturday, March 18th, so get on it. The scholarship will go to one student who's currently attending a U.S. college or university and working towards a degree in radio broadcast or a related field like communications, journalism, advertising, or music composition. This is only for students currently attending college and in at least their second year. Want your chance at $10,000 for school? Get your application at kgymradio.com. We love radio around here, so we're happy we can give you the chance to win this $10,000 scholarship. It's made possible by CSAC, representing songwriters, the gym, and the Idea Bank.
You see more new McGrath Kias because the all-new McGrath Kia does more to help.
Help!
Don't cry for help. Come to the all-new McGrath Kia and say, I got mine for $199. New 2016 Kia Optima, $199 a month. And even better, just $199 down. Or take 20% off new 2016 Kia Optimas or Sedonas in stock. Bankruptcy, divorce, repossession.
Help!
The all-new McGrath Kia has got your help. $5 million available from local lenders so you can say, I got mine for $199. New Optima, $199 down, $199 a month, or 20% off Optima or Sedona, $25,315 MSRP. Grand opening of the all-new McGrath Kia in Hiawatha. McGrathKia.com.
You should be driving a Kia from McGrath Kia, from McGrath Kia.
Available on new 2016 Optima LX or Sedona L, $199 a month, lease for 39 months with approved credit, $1,500 down plus tax, title, license, and dealer fee. 10K miles. No security deposit required. Offer expires end of month.
We all know it pays to compare, but nobody likes having to search 5 or 10 websites to find exactly what they want. That's why we started Tripping.com. Hi, I'm Jen O'Neill.
And I'm Jeff Manheimer.
And we're the founders of Tripping.com, the world's largest site for vacation rentals.
On Tripping.com, we make it easy to compare vacation rentals from the world's most trusted sites, so you only have to make one stop when you want to pick the perfect rental for your next vacation.
On Tripping.com, you simply type in where you want to go, the dates you want to stay, and we'll search through more than 10 million vacation rentals to find the right one for you.
We even show you if there are different prices available from different sites, so you know you're getting the best deal on your dream vacation rental.
Whether you're looking for a house with a hot tub and a beach view,
a lakeside cabin with separate bedrooms for the kids,
or the perfect downtown condo near all the action, you'll find exactly what you're looking for on Tripping.com.
That's TRIPPING.com.
To find the perfect place to stay, go to Tripping.com today.
As any sports fan knows, nothing feels better than winning. And right now, when you come to Applebee's for lunch, you could win big with their all-in burger meal deal.
Come into Applebee's and try one of their all-in burgers with fries and a bottomless Pepsi for just $9.99.
You could win the chance to produce Mike and Mike for a day.
You could also score great instant win prizes, including a free all-in burger meal deal and pro sports tickets.
Hurry, because this deal won't last long.
Only at Applebee's.
What good is history if you never change? And what good is change if it doesn't make you better? At Valvoline, we believe in getting the most out of everything, including your high-mileage engine. That's why we developed MaxLife, specially formulated to protect against the hidden signs of aging in cars over 75,000 miles. So help maximize the life of your engine with MaxLife from Valvoline. 150 years under the hood. For DIY tips, hot rides, cool merch, and exclusive content, head over to TeamValvoline.com. Join for free today.
Hey, Golic, big vacation this summer. Any survival tips?
Yep, Greeny, pack a roll of T-Rex tape.
Oh, yeah?
Yep, T-Rex tape is ferociously strong for quick fixes, even on rough and dirty surfaces.
How strong are we talking?
Well, T-Rex tape is formulated with super aggressive adhesive for ultimate holding power. Rip in your luggage, T-Rex will fix that. Hole in your kayak, it has a waterproof backing and UV-resistant materials to hold up in extreme weather.
I've got to get my hands on T-Rex.
T-Rex, ferociously strong tape.
Visit T-RexTape.com to find a retailer near you.
He's already planning ways to keep his future daughter away from spring break.
Stay away from our daughter.
Ooh. Tyler Ryder and the APC on KGYM.
6:36. As the Afternoon Players Club continues. From Coach's Corner Sports Pub, Iowa City, 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard. As we're going to be with you, Todd, for the next 6 minutes. An early dismissal tonight for high school basketball. And we want to let you know anything you've missed from today's program. Our chat with Scott Dochterman, as well as hitting the over-under Major League Baseball wheel. And we even chatted about National Jersey Day and more. You taking a team from the Big Ten Conference to advance to the Final Four? All that on the podcast, KGYMradio.com.
It's going to be a busy weekend for Scott Unash. He's going to be heading up to Manchester tomorrow night for more postseason high school basketball. It's going to be North Lynn and Clayton Ridge. Will have it for you on all three frequencies. That's tomorrow night at 6:45. Check the website, kgymradio.com. We've got a full listing of games. We'll have the Iowa State-Baylor game on 1600 AM. We'll have UNI-Illinois State as well. Farewell for two seniors at UNI, including Iowa City native Jeremy Morgan. Should be an emotional night for the UNI Panthers. Emotional afternoon. I think it's a 1 o'clock tip-off between the Redbirds and the Panthers. And we do have a poll question for you at KGYMradio.com. It has to do with one of the big events in the sports world this weekend, the Daytona 500. There are two Cedar Rapidians in the field at the Daytona 500, Landon Castle and Joey Gase. Which will finish better at the Daytona 500, Castle or Gase? That's our poll question brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. You can find him on First Avenue Southeast behind the Taco John's next to the Home Depot in Cedar Rapids. Are you okay if we give a birthday shout out to somebody?
Listen,
I feel like I'm DJing at a bar mitzvah right now. Like it's Saturday night and I'm doing karaoke somewhere like wacky radio DJs sometimes do on their side hustle.
You and I are not big on shout outs, but I did give Jeremiah Davis a shout out for driving from Iowa to Florida yesterday.
You did. Is it loud enough that they can hear us in the bar?
All right, go ahead.
If it's loud enough that they can hear us in the bar, we've seen a lot of people have fun here at Coach's Corner, but it's been a long time since we've seen people have this much fun. But we're supposed to say happy birthday to Hallie. So there.
Hallie didn't hear you. She's too busy drinking her drink right now.
Well, there you go.
I'm your certificate of authenticity.
We contractually obligated that we were going to say happy birthday to Hallie. They're not paying any attention. They're having too much fun at Coach's. You can come down and have some fun.
Todd Brummel can.
Ashley is still working very hard for the next 20 minutes. As a matter of fact, she's washing up the KGYM pint glasses so they can get them turned around. Happy hour goes until 7 o'clock tonight. $2.50 domestic pints and $2.50 domestic bottles, $2 domestic pints. I get to thinking about the KGYM pint glasses, and my mind just goes asunder. Kyle has put the table away. We're packing up. We're ready to get out of here. We got high school sports on the way tonight. I'd ask you what you have in store this weekend, but I already know. I don't know what you're doing tomorrow, but I know what you're doing on Sunday.
Saturday is laundry day, because usually Sunday's laundry day.
Saturday is laundry day for Tyler, and that means Sunday is WWE Road to WrestleMania at the U.S. Cellular Center. You're looking forward to this. I'm sure Michael, our winner of the grand prize upgrade, which we announced a couple weeks ago, is looking forward to this.
I need more furniture in my house, so I'm really excited about taking the VIP seats home.
Now, do we know for sure that we're in on the seats, or is it just the contest winner? Maybe we need to read the fine print here. Okay. Oh, boy, that's going to be fun to explain to the wife when I come home with
just
that.
Just keep it outside in the garage next to the pool table.
Just say, cash me outside. How about that?
How about another big boy to pay before we get out, y'all?
All right.
Final 2 minutes, TB. This is a walk-off. Midwest One Bank.
13 years old. Why the hell does anybody care about her, and why is she a celebrity?
Because the hoes be laughing.
Iowa travels to Maryland tomorrow for a rematch. My apologies to Midwest One Bank. Iowa travels to Maryland tomorrow for a rematch with the Terrapins, who came to Iowa City and beat the Hawks 84-76 back on January 19th. The Terps are 10-5 in the Big Ten. They're alone in third place, two games behind league-leading Purdue, one game behind second-place Wisconsin, who lost on the road to Ohio State last night. Tip-off is at the Xfinity Center, set for 5:05. Iowa State and UNI are both home tomorrow. The Cyclones will be at Hilton. They take on Baylor. UNI has Illinois State on Senior Day at the McLeod Center. We've got both of those games coming your way tomorrow on KGYM. Two Cedar Rapidians are in the field Sunday for the 59th running of the Daytona 500. Landon Castle will race in the 27th position for Front Row Motorsports, while Joey Gase starts two spots behind him at 29. Chase Elliott has the pole for the 1 o'clock race. The Iowa baseball team was a 9-2 winner this afternoon over Alabama State in the opening game of the Hoover Classic in Hoover, Alabama. Nick Gallagher got the win. He went seven innings, gave up just two hits. One area high school basketball game tonight has been affected by the winter weather that hit northwest and north central Iowa. Cedar Rapids Kennedy and Mason City now postponed. They will play tomorrow night at EB Fieldhouse on the campus of Coe College. Tip-off set for 5 o'clock. The other game still on, 4A Substate Action, Cedar Falls at Prairie on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM, and Iowa City West in Pleasant Valley on 106.3.
For Jeff Downey, Kyle Mann, and Alex Kuhn, our associate and on-site producers. His name is Todd Brommelkamp. My name is Tyler Ryder. We're at it again Monday, back in Studio Way, beginning at 4 p.m. This has been a presentation of KGYM Sports.
If you don't sit in your lucky seat, your team could lose. So don't leave your lucky seat, but do pick